This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about the gym, picking up girls there, and an old Bumble connection, how to reignite the flame. Go check it out, share it with friends. Also, download the Laughable app. It's a great app to find all your favorite podcasts. Go download it now and enjoy today's show. Boom. Coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Classroom, every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it one more time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sending this to a friend. Keep spreading the word. Keep sharing the podcast. Keep doing that. I love doing it. I love getting your Snapchats. I'm at JTrain56 on Snapchat. I love when you're with a big group of people going to like a beach, going on a road trip, and you're showing some new people, and that literally boils my beans. I gotta say, it feathers my nuts. It's like you taking out a long human-sized feather with two hands, because you really gotta hold it like a boom mic, and you're just, the little end of it is just grazing the seam of my nutsack. So I really do appreciate it. And keep spreading the word. This is the time of year where we really add listeners. And it's because people got time. Summertime. Got a little bit more time in your hands. You're sitting in your shitty summer internship or your new job or with your friends going on a road trip. There's just time that you didn't have maybe during the fall, spring, winter time. Give it to a friend. Tell a friend. Tell somebody about it. And I'm very excited. A return guest has been too long. On OKP himself, original key player, Mr. Aaron Berg.
Yeah!
Let's see how long he can go. There you go.
Oh,
you
man.
Turned a different shade of human just now.
I think
now.
My blood pressure high.
Aaron Berg, thank you for coming on.
Thanks.
At Aaron Berg Comedy on Twitter. Go check him out. He's so funny. One of those guys that you watch just like, there are certain people in comedy, a crusher, I would call you. Just crush.
The crusher.
The crusher.
Yeah.
Just goes on and you're like, I don't want to follow.
Really?
This annihilation. I do think that about you.
You do great after everybody. It doesn't
but I watch you and I'm like, this guy, a murderer.
Thanks,
so
man.
So funny. So great. What's going on, buddy?
I went, I was at Bye Bye Baby right before this.
You're having a kid.
Edgy, bro.
Life
edgy.
Moved quick for you, I gotta say.
Moved quick.
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
I, you know.
You were invited to the wedding.
I know, I didn't make it. I'm
you were
sorry.
Invited to the bachelor party.
I was.
You didn't come to the bachelor party. We went to Rick's Midtown.
How was that?
Yeah.
Good chicks there?
Bro. Really? I like, here's
what's
what
your
happened.
What's
it was the older woman that has same life story as me. She's like, I was a fitness model, and then I fell into this.
This is,
but old, you could see in the
yeah.
face.
Like weathered.
Mid-50s, but yeah. still kept
still
it together.
It.
Skin so soft because that cocoa butter and, and rub it and trying to put tit in my mouth and shit like
yeah.
that.
What's your favorite? What's the type of strip club? I mean, you were a former stripper.
Yeah.
You've been in that world.
Yeah, but this is so nice to have. Let me tell you
why. Do you have like, you go to a strip club or you're like, welcome home? Like, do you have
I
that
feel
moment?
It,
you
and then
feel
I feel
it?
I remember everything about it. I mean, it was a lifetime ago. It was like 20 years ago when I stripped, but you go in, you're like, oh, this is, and I'll tell you why it's cool. Because now where women think that they're equal to us. Let me explain this.
Here we go.
You go into a strip club.
Yeah.
And then you're reminded, you're like, oh, you're allowed to objectify women. And I'm joking. Like, women are equal to us. Not in my house. My wife makes no money.
Yeah.
But like, I've read about women that earn money and stuff. And I love my wife. She got fired for being pregnant. But anyways, that's a different thing. So you go into a strip club, you're allowed to objectify again. Whereas on the streets, you can't.
No.
You can't.
Not
on
allowed
Twitter,
anymore.
You can't.
No.
But you go in, and if you don't grab titties, you're half a faggot.
Yes.
You have to grab them.
It's
and
Disneyland.
Even though it says no touching, they expect you to touch them and break the rule because that's what a man would do.
It's like traveling back to the 50s.
Yeah.
Is really... Oh.
So good.
Do you have that, like, you know, as a former stripper, do you have that, do you feel the emotions? Like, do you have memories that come back to you when you walk into a strip club?
Yeah.
What's the one memory? Like, what's a one memory that, like, hits you?
Aside from this, this was the best time of my life. Like, that was, there was once this black stripper that met us out back. I used to go smoke by this dumpster. And our...
During your stripper breaks.
My stripper break. You'd have a stripper break. You'd have to go smoke.
Gonna take my 10.
There'd always be...
That's a funny thing. Like, you do... The
Union
same,
10. Yeah. I'm downstairs with my Union 10.
Yeah. Like, the guy at the Gap...
Suck.
And the stripper
the
both
strippers
get...
Union of Canada
suck.
I'm bored of suck. Yeah. So I go to
that's a different suck. No, yeah, I'm in the one that doesn't suck. Suck.
There was inevitably always an incident. You'd get angry at someone, whether it's like one of the garbage people that you strip with.
Okay.
It doesn't attract, you know, the upper echelon of society. It's These are people that were raped multiple times by uncles.
The morals are a little bit gone.
Yeah. They'll steal from you. Even the whites, they'll take your money. They don't care. So even the whites
even
are
whites.
Shady. Even
oh
the whites
my God,
are shady.
Okay.
So they steal from you. And then you go outside and you're like, oh, I need a break. So you go smoke. And there was this, like, not good looking, but sexy and, like, you know, you could tame her. This black stripper came out.
Okay.
She had these big, long, fake nails. You know those long stripper fake
nails? The ones
nails?
That you can hear typing.
Yeah, they curl around, and sometimes there's a chain between the thumb and the forefinger.
That doesn't register for me, but I'm sure that's
thing.
A real
Next
thing.
Next time you see Yamanika. But, like, they love to do their nails up. So she came out, and she's like, you looking good. And black women always love me when I'm stripped because I was like jacked, but not too ripped. So I was like attainable.
Yes.
They were like, even though there's a race barrier, they could still have this Jew.
They could take him.
So she was like, you look good. What's your dick like? You got a big dick? And I was like, it's pretty good, but I'm a grower, not a shower. And I just had a G-string on. Hold on.
Let me paint the picture. You're outside by the dumpster smoking a cigarette your G-string.
Yeah.
Nothing else. You don't put on a robe?
I had sneakers and slouch socks.
Okay, so sneakers, socks, and a G-string, smoking your cig. This is a conversation, like, it seems like you've never spoken to her the way she's speaking to you.
Never.
So you're two ships passing in the night working at the strip club.
Yeah.
That's interesting, because when you're on stage, it's Aaron time. When she's on stage, it's
LaQuanda time.
And you guys are just, you're like movie stars that don't have a same scene together.
Yeah.
So she comes out and she says, what's your dick like? And you're explaining that to her.
She's like, you got good dick? And I was like, yeah, it's good. It's a grower, not a shower. And she's like, I want to feel that. And she just goes and grabs my dick and
no
my G-string.
Way.
She's like, oh, it got some good heft to it, and started yanking on it. And she's like, you going to get it hard?
Good
heft. You going to get it hard? I keep doing this. I'm like, yeah.
Good heft. She's talking like a Dick Smollier.
Yeah.
there's a scent. There's a nuttiness to the nuts.
I'm picking up some pine. little, it's oaky. Oh, I'm picking up an oaky flavor. And then she got me hard. She's like, damn, I got a good mind to fuck this dick right out here. And I was like,
wait a minute, did she travel all the way from the bayou to Canada?
Damn,
she's like,
I got a good mind to fuck this dick right out here. I said, shrimp penis, shrimp testicles. And then she's like, I got to go back into work, but I don't fuck you. And then she went back into work, and I was just there with a hard on. I was like, oh, God. Yeah.
Just defiled.
I was like, show business.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
I've made it.
So good.
Wow. What a world. So, I mean, we're going to get into the emails. I'm so happy to have Aaron Berg on. You should all go follow him, @AaronBergComedy on Twitter. And he has a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
In Hot Water. It's on the Compound Media Network. You can go to compoundmedia.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And download In Hot Water. I've been on the show. It's so much fun.
So much fun. Jared came on for Fuck Island.
Fuck Island.
What a great
episode. What was Fuck Island?
It was an island where you would just go to fuck.
Yeah. So if you got to check out, if you want to add something to your queue, what day does that come out?
Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. live.
2 p.m. live, Compound Media. He also has albums out. And listen, I know a lot of you listen to this on the ride, road trip, whatever. You want to switch it up a bit, you should go buy the album on iTunes. You got your, you know, parents already still connected to your account. Mm-hmm. This is $9.95 or something like that. And it's called Comedy Coltrane, also Unscripted Live from the Comedy Inn in Miami. Those two albums. Unscripted Live, you did an unscripted...
Unscripted. It was an accidental taping. I did an hour of crowd work, and then I came off. I was like, man, I wish we taped that. And he goes, we did.
No!
Yeah, and then we made... and then Comedy Records made an album out of it.
That's great. So go find Aaron Berg on iTunes, and you can go buy his albums. Let's get to the emails. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Man, look... So we have... If you don't know Aaron... He's very in shape. He's you're a workout enthusiast.
Yeah, an addict.
An addict? You would consider yourself an addict?
Yeah.
We have a lot of people that a guy wrote in a couple weeks ago about gym motivation. What motivates you to go to the gym?
It's one of the true loves of my life. It's the constant pursuit of perfection, albeit knowing that there is no such thing as perfection and everything is a work in progress.
That was said like a true addict.
Thanks. And I want to be big. I want to be strong. I mean, I love it. Even as I get older, it's one of the. It's really what gets me out of bed in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. I love. I think I'm a bodybuilder first and foremost.
This guy writes gym motivation follow up. Hey J Train, I just listened to your podcast with the advice you gave the guy needing motivation to go to the gym. I thought I'd give my 2 cents and see what you think. Considering I just went through the exact same problem. All my life, been tall, skinny kid, and I never went to the gym before. I always wanted to go and put on weight, but I never knew how to do it and didn't want to look stupid. Finally, I went to a friend of mine and told him I wanted to start going to the gym with him and asked for his help. Since he's been going for the past 6 years, he knows what he's doing. We went to the store, showed me what kind of pre-workout and protein powders and stuff like that I could take, and now I've been going for the past 4 months, 6 days a week, and I'm starting to really see a difference. I started at 6'2", 135. I'm now 150. And I'm loving the change and now motivated to keep going even though I'm not going with a friend. I guess my suggestion to that guy is to find a friend or two that go to the gym and just ask if you can tag along and do the same workouts they're doing just at a lighter weight. Then you can have fun with your buddies while working out, which definitely makes the gym 100 times better. Just another point of view. Love the cast. Come do a show in Atlanta. Some buddies and I would definitely come for a show. So do you agree with this
Good
opinion?
Good advice. It's great Good advice. Yeah.
Does that annoy you when someone comes to work out with you?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It annoys me.
Yeah.
Because I like to keep time. I like when I work out to keep a clock going to make sure I'm not resting too long in between sets.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Some guy, what do I do there?
They do sound like that the whole time. Like,
should we go do this instead? Nah, I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing. Why don't you just shut up and follow me around?
And follow me around. Yeah. And it's like one of those things where it's like you just want to be silence. It is a nice way, like a trip away from conversation.
I mean, what if you're doing somebody a favor, you got to talk them through it. I get it. It hurts your workout as someone that's more experienced, but you know, you're doing somebody a favor. I've had a few guys cut, and then I'll have like people come and they'll be like, oh, I got to go now. And I'm like, the workout's not done, man. Yeah. Or people that are like, I can't. And I'm like, there's no can't in here.
I think the advice I would give to anyone is if you're going to do that to a friend, understand that they're doing you a huge fucking favor.
Yeah.
Because that's the annoying part. In the past, I've had people like come with me and like, oh, do whatever you're doing. I'm like, yeah, but that's a fucking stress on me now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you're not paying for that stress.
Yeah.
So, but I do like the thought, like we just said that, like, I would go to a friend and be like, let me have your program if it's written out. And then I would go online on my own time, and you can Google all this shit.
But even that's annoying. I mean, people come up to me, and they're like, hey, can you make me a program, or can you tell me what to do for a diet? And I'm like, that's like a professional job to ask someone that, where it's like,
there's also people that put themselves out there, like on Instagram and Twitter, that you can pay them to do this, and you should.
Yeah.
That can help you. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. This guy writes, old Bumble connection.
Yeah.
You're out of the dating game. You're married. You got a kid coming.
I know what Bumble is. That's where you get sex on the interweb.
Sir Jared of Feathered Nuts. Keep making these awesome shows. I keep listening to old episodes while I'm in the car on the way to this shitty summer internship. I recently got back on Bumble after a breakup and saw that a girl, 789, we have a rating system here. Face, body, personality.
Yeah.
789, that's a catch. For my school, guys or girls can use it, just to make sure. For my school, had matched with me the last time I was on the app, but I don't see it until now because I had deleted the app before we matched in October. After doing a Facebook checkup, I saw that she's still single, and I want to see if she's down to clown. But how do I approach the message, though? We are friends, but we've never talked much other than my fraternity parties and on campus a few times. Any advice you and your guests would have would be great. How does he get in touch with someone that they matched long ago that he wants to now bring back into the fold because he knows her on Facebook?
What's the internet? What's a Bumble? You reach out to her on Facebook.
Yes.
And then they're on Bumble, then you just don't do the Bumble, do the Facebook, and then go out with her, and then do sex.
Yeah.
Upon receiving consent.
Yes.
Written consent. Written in this day and
in
age.
Blood.
In blood. In menstrual blood.
In menstrual blood. Yeah. That's the only way to have sex these days. I will say this. It's never, everyone enjoys being thought of. So you're feathering her nuts by being like, hey, I know we matched long ago, but I think the match doesn't have to be acknowledged.
No.
Don't acknowledge the match. Just what I would do, because that's you thinking too far back. Just, like if you wrote to her and you were like on Facebook, like, we matched many moons ago. Yeah. You're like, it sounds like you've been like putting too much into this.
Stalking her.
Casual. Keep it casual, even though it's not casual. So like a bunch of her pictures. See if she likes a bunch of yours. Message her. Be like, hey, saw that you, now that I've liked all your pictures, I figured I would say what's up. My buddies and I are having a party this weekend. You and your buddies should come. That'll be great.
Yeah.
That's you saying, I'm thinking of you.
Yeah.
Even if you don't do the likes. I would even do it without the likes.
Yeah, that's good.
Just send the message. Yeah. Hey, we're having a thing. I thought of you recently. Would love it if you and your friends came out. People love being invited.
Perfection.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Aaron Berg. @AaronBergComedy on Twitter.
Can I just tell you this? I'm preparing a little bit for the later in the show, news part. We got this article. I found the kid's letter. It's like 18 fucking pages this kid wrote.
But he also does. He also has a video at the bottom of that article. That's great. We have great news for today. Oh. Just a little tease.
The president has still solved racism.
The president. I like this one because for you, this is. I feel like this is in your wheelhouse. Commitment repulses me. You've committed.
Yeah.
You've done it. I didn't see it for you. I gotta say.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't see you going and getting married and doing the whole thing. I don't know why. Because we talked about like sex and stuff and like chicks. Like, was there a point? Or you?
You can still have sex when you're married. You just do it less, and you and your wife is bigger from a fat baby.
I don't know. You hung up the condom.
Yeah. I stopped using condoms before that, though.
Yeah, you were out of that game.
I was raw dogging for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
That didn't mess with your head?
I got the clams once in that
the
run.
Clams?
Yeah, chlamydia.
Got
the
Does
chlamydia
that hurt?
Once. It's not fun. You've never had chlamydia?
No, no, no. Yeah,
come on. Come on.
I just didn't acknowledge it.
Yeah, well, then your brain is slowly being eaten away. You need to go see a doctor.
Dear Bear, eaten away?
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, if you don't deal with chlamydia, it'll fucking go...
Oh my
go
God.
Go after your, what'll go after? Your sperm and your brain.
Everyone just got a little sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Bear Jew, let me preface by saying that I've sent in before and my question was not featured on the show. However, since your people are all about atonement and I do need your sage advice, I'm going to give it another shot.
Yeah.
I just finished my junior year of college, and I'm facing a dilemma.
Junior. See what he did there?
I don't think he did that.
Junior.
I think you did that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right. And I'm facing a dilemma, Jew. Then he did it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe could be relevant for other listeners. Throughout my time at school, I've never had a serious or even a casual relationship. I like to think I do okay for myself as far as hooking up with girls, and I have been on several dates with fun girls who on paper would be relationship material. I'm not consciously against monogamy, but the second a lady friend starts to want more of a serious connection, I get freaked out to the point that I'm not even attracted to the girl and head for the hills. To be clear,
I don't have some past traumatic relationship that's keeping me from pursuing relationships now. So what can I do to get over my repulsion to commitment? I know college is supposed to be the time to recklessly sleep around, but I want to go and have some relationship experience before I have to be a real human being in the post-grad world. What do you think?
Good. Guy's a smart dude. Good for you. Yeah. You got to go try it. And sometimes you'll cheat. You may cheat the first time. Mm. You may get cheated on. But it's all, the heartbreak is what makes you a stronger person. I mean, my wife and I would not get along so well if we'd all had perfect relationships leading up to our relationship. The bad ones are what teach you how to make good relationships. So go do it. And you can cheat the first time. It's going to happen. And you're going to get cheated on by a girl with a rugby player. Probably that whore from UNB where I went, that potato picking Prince Edward Island whore that fucks this guy that looks like Vanilla Ice, and you got to listen to it while it's happening down the hall, and then you get back together with her anyways, and then you get chlamydia for the first time.
It's, you know? It's how it always goes down.
Yeah.
Always happens that way. And to our Canadian listeners, that was a fun rant.
Is a whore.
We're naming this episode is a whore.
Thank God.
You keep saying it. I keep writing cut name.
Yeah. I will say this. You're absolutely right. It prepares you. But I don't like the idea of him being like, I got to get this on my resume.
No.
It's not fucking, you know, community service. Go with some, you know, you got to continue going with someone that you're having fun with. Don't do it for the sake of saying, well, you're only going to learn from relationships that you want to be in. You're not going to learn from a relationship where you're like, well, I just kept her along because, you know.
Yeah, I was trying to hit 6 months.
I'm trying to get to that, you know. It's not like the gym where it's like, yeah, I just got to get to 280.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'll be good.
Yeah.
I do think that the fact that he's conscious of it, like that he knows, like, hey, I've never had a relationship. I'm missing out on something.
Yeah.
But that's going to happen. Be with someone you enjoy being with. I would say to you, don't worry as much about labels. Like
guy, girl, doesn't
matter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gender's fluid. But I'm saying, like, go out with someone that you're having fun with and keep going out with them instead of waiting for this contractual signing that you're waiting for.
Yeah.
Because every girl that you're going out with, like, you're saying, oh, the minute it gets more serious, I run for the hills. Maybe just keep having fun with these girls without wondering what it's going to be.
Yeah. And it makes you a more complete person.
What's the do you have a relationship that you think of that you learn? Because you do learn more about yourself in the, because basically a relationship is someone holding a mirror up with you and being like, look how fucking bad you look.
Yeah.
Because they'll tell you right to your fucking face.
Sure.
Do you have a bad relationship you think back on?
I mean, I had lots of good ones. Most of them ended poorly, but I had, you learn a lot from the good ones too.
Like, yeah.
Just being in relationships teaches you a lot about you and how you have to move forward. And I mean, it's one of the purposes of life is to love someone and have someone else love you back and to increase the love in the world. So it's a great thing to do.
This is great advice. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Aaron Berg. Let's do this one. Friends with dicks. Sup, Mr. JT. Been listening for 3 years now. Much love. I got an issue. Please give me the juicy tunes first, though. Oh.
Say it.
It's a lady email.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't hear it, dude. It's a chick email music. Basically, I prefer guys in every company I keep. Great as friends as well as partners. My boyfriend, however, is not too pleased with this since he believes every guy appreciates me as much as he does. Sweet, but not realistic. I'm not great with girls and I have a lot more fun with guys. How can we come to an understanding here? What the fuck do I tell him to make him trust me and my choice in friendships? He's got guy friends. I want some too. We've been together 2 years now, and it might be relevant that we have about an hour drive distance. His confidence is great as a goldfish, and he's more or less an introvert. Social contact can be an apocalypse to him. I'm, of course, the opposite to make things complicated. In sober conditions, pour alcohol over the situation, nothing's a problem. Give me a solution for all these sober situations, tuxedo master. I'm apparently not experienced enough for this predicament. female Swede.
Oh.
From Sweden.
All right, first of all, you be happy that you're in America and that a man has taken a liking to you. second of all, you are not allowed to be courting new friends that are of the male suasion when you already have a lover that you have taken. Mm. So you need to know your place. Now, this ain't where you're from, Switzerland, okay? This ain't where you're from, you Swiss-Swedish person. Now, you need to respect his opinion. I'm telling you this as an American. You're allowed to have three friends that are boys.
Three boys.
Boys. Yeah. And not men. They have to be younger than 14.
Yeah.
And then you can hang out with them. And that's acceptable. But the way you're going now, you're cruising to get a HPV.
She's on HPV alley.
Yeah. No, look, this is Jared. Come on. Mm. What's this woman doing?
She's wrong.
Look, you can't just be hanging out with dudes. I let my wife hang out with dudes and minority dudes at that. And I don't run them down in the street and say, yeah, why are you with my wife? She did that. Yeah, I don't do that. If he trusts you, he'll let you hang out with whomever, but clearly you have not given him a reason to trust you.
The reason guys get jealous about girls with their guy friends is because we know dudes. We know why they're hanging around, and that's what we look for. I just don't think, like, I don't become friends with women for no reason at all. There's got to be something.
But you're a fuck machine.
That's right.
You toss the fuck around.
I toss fuck around.
Yeah. But there's other guys that don't need to fuck.
But here's what I'm saying. Your wife becomes friends with a guy.
Yeah.
Okay? You're going to wonder, how'd they meet? Where'd he come from?
Yeah.
If you have answers to all those questions, I'm never jealous of that guy.
Yeah.
If I'm dating a girl and she's like, he's from high school, he's from, you know, like, and she has her three guy friends in front of her. And she's like, that guy's from high school, that guy dates my good friend, and that guy lives in my building and we met in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be like, what the fuck is with elevator dude?
Yeah.
You know, and you would say the same thing, right?
Look, I don't give a shit. I trust my wife unequivocally. If she wants to go fuck somebody, that's her MO. I don't give a shit.
I really agree with you. Yeah. It's their problem. Yeah. You know, that's a different boat that we're going down. Like, you know, that's his confidence that you can't do anything for. I would say the same thing. I'd be like, all right, elevator guy. It's, you know, like, it's weird. I think he wants to fuck you, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Would be my answer to that as a guy.
Because we don't give a shit. We old school.
Old school.
We don't give a shit.
I don't
give a shit.
No.
You think you're going to break my heart? It already been broken in 86 pieces. And you coming at me with that?
Yeah.
Old school.
I got 86 versions of this.
This
heart.
A hardcore not give a shit ninja right over here. I'm not giving a shit. If my wife was like, I'm going to bang some black dude, I'll be like, I hope that he makes bail and everything's okay. That's it. What? Stop shaking your head at the funny stuff. Jared Carmichael said that I'm allowed to say the N-word now. He did it on Norman Lear's podcast. He said everyone should do it. If we back away from racial jokes, then we are just as guilty as ISIS.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah. I also think you're right about the not giving a shit. Like, that's his problem. But, like, as a girl, you can't look at your boyfriend and be like, I was at a show the other night here. There were these three women sitting in the front.
Yeah.
Okay? And they kept talking, and I'm going, what's the conversation about? Like, you're at a comedy show. Like, what's the conversation about? And this happens on stage every now, you know, it happens. Yeah. And they were like, blah, 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 blah. And I go, oh, you're not from this country.
Yeah.
And they kept saying something to me, and I couldn't understand a word they were fucking saying. I was like, oh, this is why. I was like, I don't even know why you would come to a comedy show. And they were like, and I go, you guys understand that, like, this isn't like, I know you're translating, but it's very distracting. And they looked at me like, what? What are you, crazy? And I was like, no, you're interrupting. And I'm like, now I'm the crazy one for even calling them out. And like, they're like looking at me like, why are you interrupting us? And it's like, that's the position you put this guy in when you're like, you have to understand that some of these friendships, they could be trying to fuck you. And admitting to that makes your boyfriend at least feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, if you said, I keep coming back to this, like, if you have no placement for the guy that makes sense naturally, then every guy is like, he's using that introduction to get into your pussy.
Yeah.
You know, I have done that. We've all done that where we're like, how'd you meet? Oh, in a bar.
Yeah.
You don't just randomly meet a friend.
On the train. We were just both talking about being lonely.
Yeah.
But I thought we're married. Why would you?
So I think for her, she just has to understand where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And some of those friends, you're right to have. But some of those friends, if there's a lot of them, it's like, what are these guys plucking around here for?
Yeah. And she's going to get paid back by the universe because she'll end up hooking up with like a hot dude like us.
Yes.
That gets pussy thrown at him all the time. Bro,
I get so much
box thrown at me now. I feel like a recycling bin outside of a Whole Foods.
It's crazy.
There's so much pussy that gets thrown at me. It's awkward. It's so awkward. Oh, I love it.
So let's do.
I love it.
Let's do this one.
Sex.
Oh, we gotta let's do another email. I love having Aaron Berg on at Aaron Berg Comedy.
So fun.
So we got a lot of hypotheticals. Oh, I like this one. Move in together or nah?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Greetings, extending a silky soft feather to your crown jewels.
Hey,
she did it.
I like it.
From the most forgettable Midwest state in the country, I've recently hopped aboard the J Train Express and enjoying every minute of the wild ride. Podcast is what gets me through these insanely long drives I have to do for work. I'm writing you because I'm in need of your wise Old Testament advice.
How old?
All right, I've been dating this guy for 2 years now.
Mm.
An 879. Oh, it's a chick.
Chick!
It's been great. This is my first serious relationship, and I feel like I've hit the jackpot. He's a great guy who's hilarious, and aside from some NBA playoff-related tension, we get along perfectly. Recently, we started to discuss the prospect of moving in together, and here's where things get tricky. I want to give you enough details to best understand the situation at hand. I've been out of school for a year, working in sales, and my job is about 50% travel. He just graduated from school, and we're both currently living in our college town still. We spend most nights together when I'm in town, and I love it. We're both very laid-back individuals. Our ideal Friday is splitting a blunt and watching a movie. I just resigned my lease on a one-bedroom apartment, and both his roommates are moving. On paper, the idea of moving in together seems perfect. We could both save a lot of money. We're both together all the time, and we know we get along really well. However, I'm worried moving in together too soon could ruin this really great thing that we have. My apartment is small, and I'm worried constant togetherness might cause some unforeseen issues. Since we're in a college town, a lot of our friends have moved away, so we don't have a lot of other outlets besides each other. Another thing to note is that my parents are pretty conservative and disapprove of anyone living together before marriage. Do you have any experience with this? I could really use some outside third-party advice on this one. P.S. I'm a strong advocate for the Keep the BJ Alive movement. Hats off to you, man, Sam. Is that a thing?
Keep the BJ Alive movement.
Yeah.
I don't know, but yeah, great. Okay. Thanks.
I'm for that.
Me too.
I get BJ sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're enjoyable.
To fruition?
On occasion.
On occasion?
Yeah.
I was having this discussion with a friend that he was telling me that an old relationship, never to fruition.
Yeah.
Never once.
Yeah.
And I was like, that, I'm out.
Some girls don't like the tasty pasty.
That's a t-shirt.
They want to get out of Dodge before the old Ku Klux Klan comes running out the gate. You know what I'm saying?
The White Knights?
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think? Should she move in?
Look, when I moved in with my wife, for a long time, I felt like I wanted to move in with her, and then I kept biding my time. I kept saying I didn't want it to be too soon. So I think your instinct's right. Don't do it yet, but keep buying the time until you can't repress it anymore. That's what I did.
Do until you have to do it.
When the situation overwhelms you and you're like, I think we should move in, that's when you do it.
I think also, I just want to touch on the thing about her like parents being conservative, no, don't move in before marriage.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge fucking mistake.
Look, you have Muslim parents. We get it. It's fine.
Yeah.
They were here. They came here from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
They helped probably orchestrate what happened on September the 11th. But don't let them run your life. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They have their own concerns. They have a food cart that they need to man.
Yep.
And they have a Lyft Toyota Camry that they have to get around town to make money.
Of course.
So let your parents worry about what they worry about, but you a grown-ass woman. You
live
can't
your life.
Be listening to Malachala and Tchalachila listening while they're telling you, you shall not do it. The Quran states. Don't listen to what they say about the Quran.
You're right.
You go out and live your life.
I couldn't agree more. And also, you gotta, like, life is longer than our parents' life was promised to them.
Yeah.
We're going to live way longer than our parents lived and our way longer than our grandparents lived.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. But I'm saying, what I mean by that is, yeah, moving in together after marriage made sense back then because you're like, yeah, we only got like a, you know, 20 years left. You know, like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Today, it doesn't make sense because you got to make sure you're not locked in. You could, the reason you get divorced could be because you can't fucking live with this person.
Yeah, lots of people get divorced.
So why don't you test this shit out before, you know, break it or you buy it type of shit. Yeah. So I'll say that to her, like, don't follow that, your parents' agenda, because they're giving you advice for another time that doesn't make sense for this time. You have to move in with this guy before you get married. I will say this, I agree with Aaron. Give it till it can't be given anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to learn so much about each other. And I do think a lot of people, New York City is a place where this happens a lot, where they become apartment relationships.
Yeah.
They move in for the rent.
Oh, they're sweet.
And don't do that.
I tried to do it once.
Yeah.
And the girl said no.
She was right.
Yeah. But I had to stay with her because I was pretty much homeless and just sleeping with her for a place to stay.
And
then I was like, we should move in together because I had no money. And she's like, I don't know. And I was like, oh, your pussy stinks.
We should move in anyways. Fuck you.
You gotta peel the paints off the wall.
I like the thought that she was like, I don't think that's a good idea at all. Like, she's just like, wait a minute. You eat all my food and you fuck me.
Yeah.
You come, you eat, and you come again.
Yeah.
And now you want to make this more permanent?
Yeah. But then I got rid of her. She got all sad.
That smelly vagina?
The last time I boned her, her puss stunk so bad. She came home from waiting tables for like 10 hours. You unraveled it and you're like, whoa, Jesus, what is this? Magic Johnson's Lexus? Just stunk. Just horrible. And I was trying to bang her from behind while she was standing up against the wall. My dick kept getting soft because this man, I was trying to do like this, like cover my nose. Dana was her name. Lovely young girl.
I once had sex with a girl with a very smelly vagina.
Yeah.
But you didn't smell it on the way in.
Yeah.
It was like as if, you know, when you have like a smelly garbage can and it only gets smelly when you open the top?
Yeah.
That's kind of like I pulled out, and then it was as if I picked up the garbage can from the wrong end, and all of it dumped on the floor.
Yeah,
just like a homeless person was lit on fire.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's bad.
So bad.
Bodily choices. Speaking of that,
yeah. Here, you know what though? Let's do this. Yeah, we got a sponsor.
Yeah, we got a sponsor.
Good. You should have a sponsor.
We should. Blue Apron. You ever use them?
Blue Apron sponsors our show as well. I've ordered
in hot water
as well.
Yep. Every Tuesday, compoundmedia.com. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. I'll say this to the people trying to get healthy. Blue Apron's a great option.
Delicious.
Delicious. Also, portion control. You cook for a normal human being. When you go out and buy shit for yourself, you forget to put caps on it. They're doing it for you.
Yeah.
It keeps it out of your hands. It's like going to the supermarket hungry. You start buying everything that you don't need.
Yeah.
You go satiated so you can get the right amounts.
Oh, that Blue Apron, delicious. Making me think I want
to. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standard for ingredients, and building a community of chefs. Wow, this is such a great service. Established partners with over 150 local farms, fisheries, ranchers across the United States. As a result, seafood is sourced sustainably under standards development. It's all good stuff. Delivered to 99% of the continental U.S., 99.5% of food deserts. What's that?
It's where people don't have access to fresh food, you know, food like that.
So listen, cooking together builds strength. Everything about cooking, and everyone, if you've been watching my Instagram stories, I've been building this credenza for 3 months.
Right.
It finally finished.
Congratulations.
We did it. And it felt great to finish. And this is another thing. Small tasks. We've taken them out of our lives because everything's been appified.
Right.
This is one of those things that you can come home, you put the ingredients together, and you feel good about getting it accomplished. Sure. Maybe you had a shitty day and nothing worked for you. This, I can guarantee, will work for you.
Yeah, well, the extra hour or whatever it takes to go get all the ingredients and bullshit, it's there. You're ready to
go. It's there. And they got beef teriyaki stir fry with sugar snap peas and lime rice, baked spinach and egg flatbread with sauteed asparagus. Also, this shit's going to get you fucked.
Oh, it's so fancy.
You cook this for a girl. If you cook crispy salmon and roasted potato salad with pickled mustard seeds and creme fraiche sauce for your girl, that's a blowjob.
Oh, yeah. At least.
You said creme for something you cooked. Cook the creme, and then you will be creming all night. Shooting creme all over the fucking place. So, listen, it's affordable, variety, flexibility, easy, guaranteed. This is all great stuff. You guys, listen, give it a shot because I'm going to give you a chance to give it a shot. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/JTrain. That's blueapron.com/JTrain. blueapron.com/JTrain. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/JTrain. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. It'll get you a blowjob. Creme all over the apartment. That should be their tagline, right?
Blue Apron's so good. Bro, I ate the pork from Blue Apron even once. That's how good
really?
It is. Yeah.
And this is from a Jew.
Pork chop, slightly breaded. Delish.
It was good?
Delish.
And the portions. I'm right about the portions.
Oh, yeah. The salmon to die for.
This is called Bodily Choices.
Yeah.
Two straight male listeners with nothing better to do here besides send a hypothetical on our lunch break. My half-Jewish self really enjoys listening in, and keep up the good work. Oh, I didn't realize that this was going to be a would you rather, but let's do it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Would you rather have horrible facial acne, no way to control it for the rest of your life, no pain, just very visible, terrible face acne, and no possible cover-up or cure, or have very bad body odor for the rest of your life with no way to get rid of the smell? No deodorant or spray can get rid of all the smell. You must pick between the guy with the acne-ravaged skin or the dude who constantly smells like Whoopi Goldberg's butthole.
This is awful. I'm not playing this.
You're not playing?
No, it's a curse.
It's a curse?
No.
It's a curse.
Jew curse? Hey, what do you want? AIDS or AIDS 2? No, I'm not playing.
You're not
this.
Playing?
No. That's horrible.
You're out.
I'm out. I'm not playing that.
Mansev, you got anything to say?
I mean, he is right. This is a horrific choice that you have to make.
But this is why we play the game.
I think you got to go with the body odor probably more than something facially.
I'm going
you
body
would
odor.
Have to go with the zits and hope that once you grow up, people are like, ah, looks aren't that bad. Body odor, you got it for your life. No one gets over stink. You know, you can get over it. You can be like, this dude's face is all mangled, but he's a trustworthy banker. If some guy comes in stinking like a protest in Baltimore.
I guess it ruins all of your life instead of just your fucking
life.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have a banker with bad acne.
Yeah.
That's fair, yeah.
If I guess as a woman it would change because, you know, like...
Aaron will fuck her.
Yeah.
We already heard.
I mean, I'd fuck
me?
Yeah.
I'd fuck who? An ugly chick?
Just a girl that smelled bad.
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'm going acne. You convinced me. I was going to go body. Yeah, because once it becomes the smell of the room, it's just the smell of the room.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, oh, Jared stinks. Whereas instead, they'll be like, oh, poor Jared.
Let's do, okay. Graduate early or stay?
Graduate early. Stay.
Jared, I'm in a pickle. I worked my butt off in high school, which has given me the option to graduate college in a total of 3 years, which would be next year. Or I could add an insignificant minor and stay for 4 years. My parents can pay for another year, and I won't have any debt. Should I stay a fourth year just to stay in college longer and party, or should I graduate a year early and enter the real world?
Fucking
thanks.
Party, man!
You got to party.
Party! Fuck yeah, bro.
Slow it down.
Stay. Hang out. Your folks are going to pay for it. You got no worries, bro. You come out. Fuck yeah. Party.
Dude, if I was this guy, here's how I would play it. You get you same amount of credits. You slow it down.
Yeah.
You take it down. You know when you're like you start walking with the pack.
Yeah.
You want to slow it down. Yeah. Okay. Give yourself a lot more time. Get an internship on campus. Add to the resume. Start doing shit that gets you involved with stuff that you might want to do for a living. Because what happens is you get out of college, you enter the real world, you do your first job, you're like, this fucking job sucks. Yeah. I wish I had known this.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure that out ahead of time. Go and intern at a bank or somewhere that you're, because you're now free labor. You can learn right now what you like.
Yeah.
School can't really teach you what you're going to like as a job. So go do some work. Go do one day a week at a fucking law place. Maybe you'll become a lawyer. Do one day a week at a banker or an investment banking place.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're in a small college town, those things exist. Go work for an insurance salesman. They're everywhere. You can learn about that shit.
Or finish the fourth year slowly and then be like, I'm done. I don't want to work. Get a job at like a Wawa. Work at a gas station or something.
Learn about what it is to be a real
salt of the earth blue collar dude. Your parents got dough. When they pass, you're going to get some money in the will. Yeah. Take it easy for a while. Write a poetry book. Do you, man.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Aaron Berg at Aaron Berg Comedy on Twitter. We'll do one more. Ready?
Yeah.
I love this one because it's perfect for you. Picking up chicks at the gym.
Yeah.
You ever pick up a girl at the gym?
Many girls come on to me.
Really?
I stand there. But yeah, I've picked up girls at the gym. One of them, I think, had herpes. Warts, anyways, but thank God.
Yo, J Train, I'm going to skip the nut feathering because this is an urgent email and you already know how great of a job you do. So it's summer now and I move back home to work for the summer. I go to the gym that's usually only has old people were here working out. But today, this new chick is here and she's a solid 7'8" question mark.
Yeah. Because he doesn't know her personality yet.
What's the standard procedure for approaching chicks at the gym? Because I'd love to put it in her butt. Thanks.
Fingers first.
He also writes, P.S. My snap is Alec, Alec_Nelson,
mm-hmm.
Ladies, HMU. Hit me up.
Yeah. If you're in shape, she should come up to you. I'm jacked up lately. Yeah, just spill that. A Hungarian woman just came up to me and was touching my hand the other day.
Wait a minute. Like, out of nowhere, she just comes up to you?
Yeah, she's like, do you have many lift? And like touched my hand. And I was like, holy fuck. And she was
Do you have many
hot.
Lift?
Is many that... lift. Like she wanted to use the machine.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, it's a lovely accent. Where are you from? And she's like, my English not so good. From Hungary. And I lied. And I was like, oh, beautiful. You know, Hungary's like a fucking third world ghetto.
Oh, I love Hungary.
But, yeah. Oh, I've heard about your goulash. You girls get your periods 3 times a month. Yeah. If you're good looking, or you got to go, it's got to be gym talk. You can't jump into fucking sex talk. But I see some guys do normal date talk and be like, hey, would you like to go out for a drink? And some bitches fall for it.
Yeah.
But then you got to fuck that girl and then go back to the gym
and
see her there once you used her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you used her. Once you got done that fuck.
As a cum sock. Once you used her as a walking, talking cum sock.
I think you're right as far as like, I always do the side comment. For a situation like this. So you get close enough to her, you know, she's working bench.
Yeah.
You come over on the thing next to her and you just say something. And
did you fart? I think that's funny. You go up to a girl and go, did you just fart?
Did you just fart?
And she'll go, no.
No.
And then that's a laugh. I think that's a sure laugh.
That's a funny line.
Walk over. Like, oh, did you fart?
Did you just?
I think that's hilarious. Yo, I want to try and pick a girl up with that.
Just go up to her. Yo, you smell like dog shit.
No,
just, no, you know.
Hey, did you fart?
Did you fart?
No. Oh, me neither. What's your name?
What's going on?
Yeah. Like that. Me neither.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
What are you doing this weekend?
I think talk gym stuff. Be like, nice bench, bro. I think call a girl. Oh, there's a girl in my gym that I kind of flirt with sometimes. And I'm like, you look fucking jacked. I'll say that to a girl.
And she'll like that?
Yeah. She's like trying to be in a contest. She looks... Oh, dude, a week before I got married to my wife, I met this girl at the gym, and she, like, knew all my Hebrew tattoos, and she was a bodybuilder, and I'm like, wait, am I making a mistake? What if this girl is the girl I'm meant to marry?
Sent from heaven.
Yeah.
I think the side comment I would do is, like, I've been at the gym, and I'll just go, like, especially in a class, I'll just blurt something out to see if they fall in for it, so I'm like, this is brutal. Yeah. And sometimes a girl will be like, it'll be like, yeah, it's fucking horrible. Now you're on the same wavelength. Yeah. You're both dealing with the same thing. You're both out of breath and stuff. Yeah. And then you're like, well, where are you from? And then just take it away from that.
Yeah.
At least she's sewn some in. She's tugged at the line you've thrown into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
One time I was at Barry's boot camp. I was at that boot camp and I saw this girl looking at me the whole time. And I was like, oh, maybe let me throw her a
You like rape? No, me neither.
So I was like, I'll throw her a condom. Yeah, me neither. And I didn't fart. So I went up to her. I was like, so I came off to like the smoothie bar, yeah. And she was standing there, and she looked at me, and she goes, she looked at me again. She goes, are you from? What did she say? She goes, are you from Saudi Arabia? Like something like that. She asked me, like, are you from Dubai?
Yeah.
And I go, no, I'm not. And then she goes, oh, you look like someone. She had an accent. You look like someone from Dubai. And I go, no, that's not where I'm from. I was like, but fucking that class was brutal today, huh? And then she just goes, what? like she just yeah. gave me nothing.
Yeah.
And then the smoothie bar woman, all she heard was me say the class is brutal and her go, what?
Yeah.
So like now the smoothie bar woman's like, oh, this is pathetic. Like yeah. she just witnessed me get turned down,
yeah.
which I did. A what isn't, what? A what with an angry face yeah. isn't a snatch at the line. What you want is her going, totally.
Yeah.
And like raising her grimace.
Yeah. But you know what would make today better? Little bit of anal with a guy I just met. Well, I'm looking for anal.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just where set yourself up next to her and say something that could be anything for her to like respond to you.
Yeah.
I would even fucking throw the old people under the fucking bus.
Yeah, be like, oh, I feel like I'm visiting my dead Zadie. Call him a Zadie so she knows.
Go yeah. Yiddish on her.
Yeah.
No, I feel like, ugh. I can't believe how old everyone is in this gym.
You and I are the only ones that didn't go to high school with Moses.
Yes.
Say that. That's a good line. It's my line. You can use it. But if you do use the did you fart, me neither line, let me know how it goes.
Please write back in. Yeah. Do the did you fart. Just did you fart? And
did
then
you
go.
Did you fart?
No, me neither.
No.
Maybe
no,
it's those neither. Old people that can't control their fucking rectums.
And then also say like, hey, did you watch A Dog's Purpose? I thought it wasn't all it could have been.
Yes. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Aaron Berg, thank you for coming on.
Awesome, man.
Such a pleasure.
Do you want me to yell again?
At Aaron Berg Comedy. Yeah, you can yell again if you want, but we're going to do more. We're going to do hypotheticals in the news.
Okay.
We're going to do just the news because I want to talk about this one story, and you've already tapped out of hypotheticals. You think it's the devil curse.
It's a curse. It's Haitian voodoo right there.
Well, kill, fuck, marry hypothetical. Would you do that?
Not that show at the standing room. That's a show in the standing room.
It's called Kill, Fuck, Marry.
Fuck, Marry, Kill.
This is a Kill, Fuck, Marry one. You want to do this one?
Yeah.
We'll come right back.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Aaron Berg, thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
So fantastic. So funny. So racial.
Thanks, man.
Loved it. At Aaron Berg Comedy. Go check him out. So funny. In Hot Water is his podcast, compoundmedia.com. Man Samp, thank you for coming on.
You know what? Couldn't be happier to be here.
At Man Samp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Labs Network. Let's do the Kill, Fuck, Marry.
Yeah.
Sup, J-Train. Love the podcast. Gets me through my drive every morning going through the entire archive. Feather down. I hope this hypothetical makes it on and sparks quite the discussion between you, Man Samp, and some esteemed guests. Well, let's see. Assume Bin Laden, Putin, and Kim Jong-un all had smoke show daughters. Okay. This is interesting. I'm talking 99 question mark because I assume it'll be pretty hard to get them a high personality ranking. So with those three and knowing you'll be associated with their father's reputation, kill, fuck, marry. So you have Bin Laden's daughter, Putin's mm-hmm. daughter, Un's daughter. They're all hot as fuck.
I'd have to fuck Putin's daughter.
Okay. You fuck Putin's daughter.
Yeah. I'd have to kill.
What would he say to you as his.
When you do intercourse with my daughter, make sure that you're gentle and persuasive as a lover. And when you're attain climax, do the climax inside of my daughter so that your semen may drip forward to her uteri and the ovary passages, and then maybe have a child that is part Yehudin, if you could. So make sure also then you must wash your genitals. Italia in the sink. There is a breast sink near the guest room. Wash it there. Utilize soap and Listerine for your mouth as her
pussy. I have been known to smell it. Many people have waited in line for that pussy like I make them wait for bread. It is Russian pussy, the finest of the fine.
So that's the pump-up speech that Putin gives you before fucking?
Oh, yes. Now go enjoy yourself inside my daughter.
Now, who would you marry?
I would have to marry Bin Laden's daughter.
Yes. What was his speech? That's her giving you a blowjob or him talking
That's
to you.
Him I'm not talking.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Oh,
you are my daughter. That's different. My friend, you will do intercourse with my daughter and make it very. Thank you.
And so that means you would kill Kim Jong Un's daughter?
Yes.
How would he talk to you about that?
I understand why you must cure all the Asian in the hypothetical situation.
Wait, what situation?
Hypothetical.
There's an F in
hypothetical situation, because Rav and intercourse is different than a murder. understand you want to murder. And why? It's because our Asian people, whether...
Peeper?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Peeper.
Okay.
Whether on the subway, on the train, on the bus, no hygiene habit. Many Asian people pick their nose, spit a phrem. Spit a phrem on the subway tracks.
Mr. Un, you've gotten off topic of your daughter's
yes, your but daughter's I understand murder. Why. Because Asian disgusting peeper.
Oh, you
very
understand.
Disgusting.
You can see why he would do
no
such a thing.
Humility. No humility.
Man, Sam, who you fuck, marry, and killing?
I would do it a little different. I think I would marry Putin's daughter.
Yes.
Because whatever, I'll get in with that. You know, I'll just be part of the team.
He owns all the coal mines there.
Yeah.
That guy's, she's got a lot of dough.
I would fuck Kim Jong-un's daughter.
Okay.
To annoy him.
Okay.
But I'm protected because I'm in with the Russians.
Why you doing intercourse on my daughter?
And then I would kill Bin Laden's daughter because fuck him, you know?
Yeah, I think I'm going the same way as you. I'm marrying Putin's daughter because socially it would be okay.
Right.
I'm fucking Un's daughter just because I want to see what North Korean style is all like. It's like doggy style, except she don't get to eat.
Did you ejaculate?
And then I'm killing Bin Laden's daughter.
Everyone would do that.
Let's do some news.
There's another one.
So we teased this earlier.
Yeah, we talked about this before. So this kid, and let me get his name, actually. Hold on. It's Gio Managadze, I guess.
Nice.
Gio Managadze.
Yeah.
And he's a student at Maryland.
Well, not anymore, right? Okay. So he was going to be the valedictorian. He's 20 years old.
Okay.
He was going to be the valedictorian, decided a couple of weeks before he was going to graduate that he was going to tank all of his classes, fail, not be the valedictorian, wanted to fail out of school. To achieve his dream of becoming a CEO. He wanted to be a self-made man, and he felt like if he was the valedictorian, he graduated, he was never going to be able to do that, which is insane, but...
Yeah. This is an interesting thing. He said, I read some of it, basically he's saying that he would have the option to fall back on his degree if he got the degree. So he doesn't want to give himself the option.
Yeah.
So he can create his own company and be a CEO.
That just seems silly.
That's the opinion. You know what's interesting? I didn't think of this till now, but that's how college kids think of their degree.
That's stupid.
They think it's that important when
right.
really I don't. It's as important as the paper it's written on. Especially Maryland, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking relax. It's not. There's four schools. There's five, maybe five schools that make that. Add to your resume.
Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Boston.
Stanford, MIT.
All right.
Those are the ones.
Not Maryland.
No. I'm not looking at Maryland like, ooh.
Have you ever managed a TGI Fridays?
But I'm saying he's over the value he's putting on his degree to say that, like, well, then I'll fall back on it. Yeah. That puts so much value on it that it doesn't exist.
No.
Like, look at how many people don't do the job that is directly related to the thing they studied in college. So many people.
Almost everybody.
So, like, what he's saying is like, well, then if I have this degree, I'll fall back. Like, that's a college way of thinking that of someone that's never been in the real world.
You want to hear a dumb part of this letter he wrote?
Yeah.
The whole thing is insane. But he goes, I've learned that there are only two real emotions in life, love and anger. Life is not as complicated as people make it out to be, as long as you're not lazy. Life is actually very simple. We are always mentally at peace or war.
I've never cheered for someone to lose more in my entire life.
Of course.
I just this is a college, no debt mentality. This is a guy with no debt, no student loans, that went from mom's house. And I've been there. I've been that guy.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all about who you know. He's probably said that to 1,000 people already today. This guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He's also the douchiest person. he sounds like the epitome of what people hate about college kids.
Yeah.
He also does a rap. You got to play. It's a 5-minute rap about being a CEO.
No. Is he kidding?
No, it's serious. It's one of those things that you'd listen to in class and be like, is he still fucking going?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's wild. Can we play it?
Yeah, I got to find it. Hold on.
No, it's in that article, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
It's at the bottom.
Oh, okay, hold on.
This kid, and he's doing the rap, but holding the mic in the rap way.
Oh, I hate it.
And then he's going, the whole beginning is about his friends being like, my friends challenged me to do it. And I was like, sir. And then he does 5 minutes of rap. He's like, you were so unwilling.
He could have started, by the way, if he wanted to be a self-made man and entrepreneur. He could have done that. He could have started years ago.
Yeah, with his degree. Yeah, just don't go to college.
No, or while he's at college. What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where's your business, buddy?
All right.
Kickstarter.
Where can I see this?
We'll put out the link at some point on Friday when this comes out.
I don't have all day. I gotta show you how to do this. All right. First things first. My friends signed me up for this without me even knowing. They were like, come on, dude. What's the worst that can happen? Just eat on some lyrics. Make it first. I said, screw it. I'll do it. I'm gonna get my own snack.
I want to say we have a J Train podcast poet. He's much better than this dude.
Oh, of course.
This guy's got nothing on him.
The half full glass. First Eurovision song was all about the party. And I made it all inspired.
This is the type of guy that tries to make, yo, we're going to make math cool today.
Yeah.
no, dude. This is he gets tough guy with it. He has no sense of self awareness.
Because I'm a CEO.
All you got to do is work hard.
It's not just who you know. I'm a CEO. Still a virgin. It's not urgent.
Yeah. I just his whole attitude is a never, this is what happens when you college is great because take the test, get the material, read the material, take the test, get the grade you have earned from the amount of studying you have done. That is how, it's very linear. Life doesn't work that way. Life is never study, take the test, achieve what you earn. It's never that way. It's study, take the test, holy shit, I just failed anyways. Mm-hmm. That's more like life.
Are we positive he's not? Because he ends it, he signs it, and he goes, ex-valedictorian of University of Maryland, the college dropout, it's a Kanye reference. Facts, Kanye reference. I decided, more life, Drake. Damn, it's Kendrick Lamar. He just thinks he's a rapper, I guess?
Also, he also claimed that he was going to be the valedictorian until he failed on purpose.
Right.
This would have been a great excuse for me to use in college. Yeah, I was going to be the valedictorian, but I didn't want to try.
Oh, now he's just going to
This is.
I was going to do my HBO special, but I withdrew.
I withdrew.
Yeah, I didn't want to try.
Yeah. I was going to have a girlfriend, but, I'm just, they're not hot enough for me.
Netflix was going to give me $3 million to do a special, but I said no.
No, yeah. I'm just above it at this point.
Yeah, I just want to work the clubs.
Yeah. I'm just trying. This is loaded with bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron Berg, thank you for coming on.
What a blessing.
Such a blessing.
See you, man. What a blessing. This guy, man, what a treat to share the podcast. Every time, it warms my heart, and it's just
Aaron
like
is doing
such
an impression
a treat
of the comic
to be here. Oh, we talked about these two garbage comics the other night, and it was so fun to trash talk these two.
That's what he does when he
people.
Hosts, when he brings you up. He does this whole
this
like,
next guy. No. You guys are in for a world of laughter and treats. The comedy gods have smiled upon us tonight. You'll know this next guy from his charity work. All of the lovers he's shorn and shared his life with.
That's how he does an introduction.
And his brilliant podcast.
Yeah,
the J-Train podcast. Make sure you check it, but don't wreck it. This guy has been on everything, MTV, Comedy Central. He once went to David Letterman's house and helped him grow a beard. Please welcome Jared Fried?
Yeah, then he gets your name wrong.
He gets your name wrong.
Yeah. This guy, I mean, I watched an intro. A guy was doing a five-minute guest spot. 5 minutes, and he did 3 minutes of intro.
So good.
So good. Aaron Burke, thank you for coming on.
I love you guys, man. Thanks
love
for having me.
At Aaron Burke Comedy on Twitter. His website, AaronBurkeComedy.com.
AaronBurke.com.
AaronBurke.com. Compound Media, In Hot Water. Man, Sam, thank you for coming on.
Thanks, dude.
Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday here on the Labs Network. I'm Jared Fried. We do this every Tuesday and Friday. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. J-Train Podcast will be back next week. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!